Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I tell you, I loves me some Hy-Vee. And let me tell you why. This past year, I belong to Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. And we had over 350 families who needed Thanksgiving baskets. It's a food insecure community. A lot of the families there are at or below poverty level. And they came to the church looking for Thanksgiving dinner. And we did not have enough to give them. And my friends at Hy-Vee stepped in with not only an additional 100 items for those food baskets, but they also sent about 4 or 5 people to donate their time that day to get those baskets ready to help people in line. And I would just always be grateful for their commitment and their service to our community here in the Twin Cities. But what they're doing now just don't make no sense to me, because they sell food, but they're giving away food. Okay, so what is this all about? I had to invite John Blocker. He is the store manager at the Hy-Vee in Maplewood. John, thank you so much for actually being in the studio for the Shaletta Show today.
And thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, it's something called Family Meals Month. I had not heard about it before. But tell me all about Family Meals Month.
Sure. So Family Meals Month happens every September. It's an annual event. It was originally started by the Food Marketing Institute, also referred to as FMI. It's a focus on just sharing a meal with your family mm-hmm. and the benefits that can happen when you do have regular meals with your family. Benefits for children, benefits mm-hmm. for families in general. So this month we're going to be giving away meals at our store, and we're going to be giving some meals away to the Boys and Girls Club as well.
And that's the thing. I was like, okay, y'all sell groceries. Y'all also giving away groceries. When does this giveaway take place? Because, you know, whether you are somebody out there who are listening and you are food insecure, you're a teacher, an educator, you know a family that may need to get a free meal or two, or if you like me, and you just tired of cooking every day, you can go and pick up a free meal. So where can we get these free meals, please, sir?
The free meals will be available at the Maplewood Hy-Vee at 2501 White Bear Avenue in Maplewood.
Okay, what day and time? Because I'm writing all this down. It's going right into the calendar. I'm not even using a pen.
That's
going
to be Wednesday, September 13th from 4 to 6, or while our supplies last. We have 200 meals to hand out, family-sized meals that will feed 4 to 6 people.
Okay, and now I know you got some veggie items. You've got talk to me about that, because I don't want anybody out there with dietary restrictions to think, well, you know what? This is not for me. I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. You know, I don't eat pork. But there's several different types of meals that you all are making available.
Sure. So there's 3 different options. The first option is a beef burrito, which is a really good option for people out there. And then the second is a spinach Alfredo, which is a vegetarian option. So that will help with some dietary restrictions. And then we also have a chicken noodle bake that we'll be giving away.
And I love it. So is this a drive up? Is this a drop off? Do folks have to get registered, or can you just come?
There is no registration. It is a first come, first serve drive through situation. So but we'll try to take care of everyone we can when we start at 4.
This is at 2501. What's the street? Because I need to get this down in my calendar right now.
That's on White Bear Avenue.
White Bear Avenue in Maplewood at the Hy-Vee, Wednesday, September 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. They've got 200 family-sized meals to give away for Family Meals Month. But even better than that, this is my favorite part when I found out. is that you're giving meals away to the Boys and Girls Club?
Absolutely.
Okay, now what is this about?
Hy-Vee will be providing 100 meals to the Twin Cities Boys and Girls Club this week.
Wow, that is amazing. And I just thank you because I think about, John, you know, when I was a kid, we sat down and ate together. And I was almost embarrassed to have you on the show. It's kind of like right before you go to the doctor's office, you try to eat a salad or you know, some fruit, because then when the doctor say, are you eating healthy? You could say, yes, I'm eating healthy. So last night I made all my kids, my sister Sia, she's a witness. I made all my kids get to the table and we ate together. And they were like, why are we eating together? Because I knew you were coming. And I wanted to make sure I could say that my kids and I had a meal together. But before last night, I have to tell you, John, I don't know the last time that we all sat down, stopped what we were doing, and ate and talked. And this gives us an opportunity to do that. And I know that's part of the mission of why Hy-Vee is doing this.
Absolutely. There's just so many benefits to eating a meal with a family. Kids get better grades, typically, mm-hmm. studies have shown. Higher self-esteem, show characteristics of respect. So not only the bonding time that it provides, mm-hmm. but there are benefits to sitting around a table and having a family meal. And that's why Hy-Vee really wants to be involved in providing meals for people in our community, because we do believe that that's important. And it's nutritionally, it's very important as well. Mm-hmm. So everything within our world can revolve around food. So we want to give back to the community.
Well, I appreciate that. Don't forget, guys, this is at the Maplewood Hy-Vee location on White Bear. This is on Wednesday, September 13th. This is from 4 to 6 p.m. No registration needed. First come, first serve basis. If you're a mom out there, you don't feel like cooking. If you're a teacher or an educator or there's somebody at your church and you know that they're doing bad and they could really benefit from a free meal. This is a drive up. No, they're not going to take your information. Nobody's going to be embarrassed. You get in line and they're going to put this meal, this whole meal feeds 4 to 6 people in your car. And just bless you and your family or someone that you know and love. So make sure that they get this information. John, thank you. We got to take a picture during the break because you done actually came down here. You might just be my second guest since COVID that has actually come into the studio. I think I had Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan here like a couple of months ago. But since then, y'all are the only two people. I'm usually in here by myself with Josh hopping around in a circle. So it's nice to have other human beings in the station with me. So thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure to be here. It was exciting to come down and I've never been in the studio before. So it's been a great experience.
Oh, yeah. And got here before I did. He's like, hi, Shaletta. I'm downstairs. I was like, oh, so yeah, let me tell you how I roll. I get here like a couple minutes before the show. But I'll send somebody down to get you. So I thank you for waiting, being patient.